This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, evidence that Martians once visited planet Earth to roll around big carved stones. Or maybe it was something else. First, though, people like to complain that journalists never report good news, just disasters and blunders. Well, this just in from Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Although you may have overlooked it, there has not been a commercial airline crash in this country for almost a year and a half. And that's the longest we've gone without one in more than 20 years. Here is Mike Pesca reporting on what may lie behind an unprecedented period of air safety.
Taken as a whole, the attacks of September 11th, 2001 were the deadliest acts of terrorism on U.S. soil. And when ground fatalities are taken into account, it was also the deadliest air disaster. 2 months later, over 200 people died when a plane bound for the Dominican Republic crashed in Queens. But since then, only one major crash. 21 people died on an Air Midwest flight in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was January 2003. Since then, there have been no multiple fatality airline crashes, which is the good news. But Todd Curtis, who runs the website airsafe.com, says celebration isn't really justified.
I think it's just coincidental. It's one of those periods of aviation history where you have 10 or 15 million flights in a row for U.S. carriers without a fatal event. And it's happened before September 11th, where you've had 5 or 10 million flights without an incident. It's happened after September 11th.
That easy dismissal of what are historically low rates is off the mark, says Marion Blakely, the administrator of the FAA.
The commercial fatal accident rate is the lowest it has ever been. We measure it as a rolling average over 3 years, but right now it is 0.022. It's the lowest accident rate in history for aviation.
AirSafe's Todd Curtis, who used to be a safety analyst for Boeing, says that progress has certainly been made, but that new, complex airplanes bring with them complex problems.
In the old days, in the 1960s, early 70s, the obvious things, the wing fell off, a particular system jammed, those things have been resolved. The things that happen these days, it is a combination of things, usually technological as well as human, happening at the same time in the worst possible way that tends to make a crash happen. So everything that happens these days is a learning experience.
David Evans, editor of Air Safety Week, says the absence of fatalities could lead to a lack of urgency in dealing with air problems. And there still are plenty of problems, he points out.
If we look at the database maintained by the National Transportation Safety Board, there is a steady increase over a 20-year period in the number of accidents. And that is a source of obvious concern, since an accident that doesn't result in deaths or injuries is really one that just got lucky.
It should be noted that there have been fatal crashes. They happen all the time. Air taxis, private planes. 5 people died in Cessna crashes last week. But overall, the statistics bear out Blakely's claim of a fatality rate that's lower than it's ever been. Yet at the same time, there is a certain danger to all this safety. David Evans explains the FAA uses accidents to make future air travel safer. But fatalities are what really drives reform. For instance, a 1996 crash which killed 10 people.
Following the crash of the Value Jet into the Florida Everglades, as we've retrofitted smoke and fire detectors and fire extinguishing equipment in the belly holes of all of those narrow-body twin jets. That was a considerable effort affecting 1,000 or more airplanes, and it was conducted within a 3-year period.
Evans thinks it's possible for the FAA to break from this tragedy leading to reform model, but he isn't convinced by the latest statistics that it's happened just yet. For one thing, the FAA justifies changes using a cost-benefit analysis. Major air disasters are convincing illustrations of the costs. But sometimes more than one type of reform is necessary, as in the case of a recent Swiss Air crash over Canada, which prompted removal of flammable insulation.
You only get one trip to an accident. The FAA would like to move out, I think, more aggressively on some wiring and electrical system safety issues, which were revealed in the Swissair 111 crash, but they've now used that crash to justify one major initiative, and so they're sort of not able to go back and use that for that accident for another.
It's one symptom of why critics say FAA stands for Fix After Accident. But Marion Blakely maintains the agency is becoming more forward-looking and says a lot of progress has been made not through laws but by promoting airline industry self-regulation. She warns against complacency and says that the government and the industry must still remember that they haven't totally eliminated accidents, but believes that goal can be attained. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.